Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll have a just a short, today's short. I hope to be able to give you a couple days of Abyssal Kloli Shimush. We don't have a chance really from Michutz to talk about it. The Talmidim in the Kol in Eretz Yisrael, in America, the Goyle, today they handle me all the time. Balabatim, because there's a lot of vinyonim that are not mafurish in halacha that also you have to know how to handle with shaylas. So the Velt likes to call it the fifth chelik shulchan aruch, right? So I heard it, the fifth chelik shulchan aruch. So be'etzem, I always held the fifth chelik shulchan aruch. It's like apikorsis. What does it mean, fifth chelik shulchan aruch? We have four chelik shulchan aruch. It's also a very slippery slope. If you ever notice, people, whenever they see something they don't like, they say that's against the fifth chelik shulchan aruch. You can't shlug them all. It's connected to the fifth chelik shulchan aruch. People do that all the time. I don't know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but that's against the fifth chelik shulchan aruch. So nitazay, right? So I always felt, you know, the fifth chelik shulchan aruch. But lemaise, I saw in the Chutah Meshulish, I don't know if I'll ever saw the sefer Chutah Meshulish. Chutah is from Chaim Volozhin, the Asach Chutah Meshulish. So Chutah Meshulish written on the three doras, Kivega, Chassam Sefer, and the Ksav Sefer. Somebody wrote a Tolodos on those three, which, as you can imagine, it's a treasure. It's a mamish treasure. So in that, in the Chutah Meshulah, she brings down that the Chassam Sefer held that star fifth chiluk. That every rov has to know fifth chiluk shulchan aruch, and that's how to give it over to the dark. Right? If a guy's a rov in Brisk, and another guy's a rov in Tucson, Arizona, and try to give over the same way that he gives over, the Torah doesn't change. He try to give over the Zobah, Oifen, that's Nishkimach, right? Chatzkel Abramsky was Mechamet to this Chassam Sofer. I always told him to tell me the Chassam Chatzkel Abramsky. Then I saw in the Chutah Meshulash, Chassam Sofer says, Chatzkel Abramsky said that the Chatzoytzeris changed every door. The Chatzoytzeris changed, right? I said, we'll chosh day Chatzoytzeris. All the Klei HaMikdash, the Klei HaMishkan were given over. But the Chatzoytzes were Mishtana. Why? So Chatzkel Zokt, the Torah doesn't change. The nuts and bolts, the Torah doesn't change. But the Chatzoytzes is Lamikwa. Chatzoytzes is to call the people. Every generation has a different way to call them. Every generation has a different Chatzoytzes, how you call them. There's like a Chatzkel. This Chassam Sofer said like that. That there's an Indian. And Lamai says, state Reb Chaim Brisker, he also used to say, Star 50 Chelik Shulchan Aruch. 50 Chelik Shulchan Aruch is Seichel. Afom Seichel. Seichel is a Chelik from the Reb Yankov told me he was by the Kovner Rav. I mean, I saw this by Reb Yankov all the time. All the time. We gave a Psaka. L'chor was Kenira against what he said to somebody else. I saw this Kaseda by not, you know, sometimes not me yom liyem, sometimes kamapom boiso yom. That'll give L'chaira with Kenira a different psak halacha. I'm talking about halacha. Different psak halacha. Strange. So Yankov told me that he was by the Kovner Rav, he was very close to the Kovner Rav. He was in the Kovner Koil. Yankov went to the Kovner Koil. And he said that he was by the Kovner Rav, and the Kovner Rav used to get trials to treifus all the time. The woman came to him with their chickens, which Amolik and Rabbonim, they had all shaylas, right? Yankov said, Amol, when you told the Rav Maris, today Maris, who's Maris, is a kesef, right? So when it comes to Rav, I have a Maris shot. Amol, the Maris are given a Tamil girl. Tama Maris are given a Tamil girl. He came with a chicken. So he said that a woman came with a Shaila, a chicken, a trefa Shaila, and the Kovner Rav asked the chicken. He said later on in the day, another shayla came. It was mamish the same type of a nidin, and the kovner was matan the chicken. It's more than zachter Bianca. So Bianca asked the kovner of the rov in the free gazel b'shayla. He says I'm a fushik from Megadim. They give different psalm for this lady and this lady. So some foolish primigadim. So look up the primigadim in the chos trade. It's primigadim state. Yesh la esar. But makom tzarech gadol v'hefsek yesh la hakom. Said, did you see the way the first lady looked when she came? Sirisne begadim. Sirisne. She's nancy. Chenish kedas regen epsat tzarech gadol. Ich gezen asat tzarech gadol. I looked at the woman. I saw this is a tzarech gadol. Chigazen. Memela, does achilik, does achilik, does tafahangin, does in a psakal, I'm a foolish primi gadol that I should tell this lady asur and this lady mutar. Does he seich? I'm all a man shot nishkin seich. We had a ply to seich. This is a... Chal, Bianca always told, any shayla chamur, you have to see the person. You should answer on the... Well, I heard this from a Bianca, if you know, when phones weren't as used as they are today. It used to be phones, man. First of all, there were no cell phones. I remember when cell phones came out. In the 80s, when they first came up with a cell phone, it looked like a suitcase. A couple of crazy gevirim had it. The mom is the size of a suitcase with an antenna on top of the car, and she still couldn't hear anything. And when the Rebbetzin was, I think, Muberis with my third child, I think with Moshe. So... she was driving into the city every day. I felt uncomfortable. I bought her a, then the cell phone was only the size of an iPad. Shrunk down a little bit. So I wanted to buy her. She said that she's embarrassed to have a phone. It's a high maintenance type of thing to have. She was embarrassed to have such a thing, such a clue. Open the window, Titan. You know, when the phone wasn't, first of all, there was only regular phones, obviously. I remember when they came up with the push button phone. That was also kunz. It was all dial. In fact, when I was growing up, they came up with a tone, but it wasn't yet tone. You probably remember. When you push the button, forget the dial. When you push the button, yeah, you're even before phones. When they push the button on the phone, by the way, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, in Tov Shem Lamed Gimel, I lived in Kiryas Mata stuff. There was one phone in our entire building. One telephone. You can imagine the lines of people waiting. It was a given. One telephone in the building. One person in the building, a Gavir Shemen, had a telephone. So Lamaisa, they used to, so when they came up with the push button, they still didn't have the technology, it should be push button. So you would push the button, and then you would hear the dial. It wasn't like you pushed the button, and it was basically the dial. You still heard the dial. So then it was easier for me to understand the Rav shouldn't pass it on the phone. Right? Today, you know, the shayla's are all texted already. You got phone, it's texted shayla. I still have a line where I say I'm not going to answer on the text. Certain shaylas. People ask me certain shaylas. It's crazy. So I say, Dafka don't want to text because it's so crazy. They don't want to ask in person. They ask from a text from an unknown number. Lamaisa, that Rabbi Yankov said then, he said, I roll Chachil is only paskina with a phone. So zend the mensch. So fashtain the matzev. Person asks you a shayla. Not talking about a shayla, a cholent, you know, yeah, a blech, you know. A seria shayla. So zend the mensch. So zend ba mama du ba. So I asked him, I was then about 16. He said, what's that man saying? You have a phone, you could say I have a whole conversation. What's that man saying? Midaf midfield in the shayla. When a person says your shayla, you have to feel the noise of the shayla, what the person's asking. You have to feel their hardship. It's like, I must have given him a look, like, what is this? Musar Torah, what is this? You have to feel their hardship. Is that Shulchan Aruch? So he said, he had an old Shuvah's Masas Binyamin. Masas Binyamin, given the Rebbe from the Ramon. Masas Binyamin. The Rebbe from the Ramon. I'm talking about Masas Pidyomen has a tshuva on a sumo getting an aliyah. Okay, it's the beginning of Arachayim. This is Rabbi Yankov, she wanted me to see it. Like sometimes he would just tell me something. He wanted me to see it. He took it out and we read it together. Masas Pidyomen. The tshuva's Masas Pidyomen was, Masas Pidyomen was talking about a shaila, about a sumo getting an aliyah. There are more paskins, taka like his Rebbe, the Masas Binyamin. Mechaber holds the Summa can't get aliyah. Summa can't get aliyah. He can read. The Oiler has to read. The Oiler, Be'etzem Amol, the Oiler read. Taka. Amol, the Oiler was the Koyle. Now the Oiler is not the Koyle. So now the Oiler doesn't read. But the Oiler has to be at least Noch Mitfielenzach. With the Baal Kriya, and since he can't read, Machaba holds he can get out. Rama holds our Summa can get out. That's how we pass him that the Summa can get out. Right? He still has to be an oil. By me, it was a Chiddush Gadol. I'm sure you remember during the COVID. By me, this was a Chiddush Nifa. I never got a chance to ask the Rav Sternberg. It was a Chiddush Gadol. I heard that Rav Sternberg gave a hetel during the COVID. That they were making in the beginning, having minyanim on people on their porches. They weren't even all together. The whole minyan wasn't all together. They're different porches. And you had, let's say, two people on this porch, two people on this porch. The Baal Kriya didn't have the seven oilim on the porch where he was reading. So they would give an aliyah to different people. You know, my pesed gimel, yamoid, erge machte broche, from where he was. By me, that was a pelanif. Pelanift. It was a problem during COVID. It's not a problem. I was from the few people that had a minion kemat throughout COVID. Throughout the tkuf of COVID, I came out had a minion straight through Asor. You know, a minion. Brought a riot from the Chumas of Kivega, even the Shasma gave her. You have to be very. Sibur needs a minion. Sibur meaning the Klais will need a minion. So I sent an email to the shul. They shouldn't make a regular minion, but we're having Asor Batlonim that are. There's going to be a minion on behalf of the shul the whole time. So we had it for a while. We had it in the shul. Then we moved it to my house and outside, whatever we. So then there was a whole shaila what to do with aliyah. So I had everybody, like in the time of Chazal, I had everybody who got an aliyah prepare their aliyah. So they said, Taka, there was only one person by the same time. Called him up. You call up the guy. He got aliyah. He leaned. So we told Shabbos, we gave out seven aliyahs in advance. All of a sudden, people didn't want to keep it anymore. Everybody wants an aliyah. They weren't running to get aliyahs then. But that's what we did. But we had an aliyah. So Avada, there was certain coolest we had to rely on. This from Rav Sternberg to me was a Chiddush God. So he wanted to say, based on the Ramah, based on the Chuvus Ramah, that the Ramah holds that you're allowed to taka that a Summa could get an aliyah, al Shemei Koine. So Yena on that Marpeset, he's not worse than the Summa. This is a. Now again, I didn't hear this from him directly. It was written over Bishmoy, but it was Mefursim. So I named on that was reliable. I thought I was going to ask him. So to me, it was a Pelanif. What bothered me was like this: Bishmoy me the Ramo held. You call a guy up for a Sefer Torah to give him an Aliyah, Casey. So he's an Oiler. He's coming up to the Sefer Torah. He's an Oiler. He's being Yotze, he's listening. Kilu, he's the Baal Kriya. He's listening. He's following, listening, or he's not following, but he's listening. Shemir Koine with Ratzvi Pesach Frank, with the Chaznish, with the Pesach Levi, with Shemir Koine, if you could, how is the Sefer Torah, Messiachesti, whatever, it's not for now to go through that. That's what I'm saying. That's a little bit Mesubach, whether there could be a full-fledged Shemir Koine if he's not reading Mitech HaKsav, but he's hearing it Mitech HaKsav. Whatever, that's totally in the Chazanish and the Beis Halevi and how you learn the whole lumdus of Shemir Koine. But Ech Sheniya, at least over there, there's such a musik, he's an oiler. He's representing the Tzibah. He's going up. He's having some Ki'ilu the Baal Kriya is his Shliach. He's making a bracha for the Tzibah. And the Baal Kriya is his Shliach to read for him. But if you're sitting on my press at number 24, and I'm grabbing my press at 22, what makes you an oiler? Because the gabbai said yamoid?
Why are you more of an oiler than me? I'm Shemeya and you're Shemeya. How are you misyachas to the Kriyas oiler more than everybody else? Everybody hears the Aliyah. Everybody hears the Kriya. Everybody's on their porch. What makes you have a yachas to that, to the same? This bothered me very much. I couldn't understand how you are. I would have the same problem in the shul. Because once that psak was given out by Rav Sternberg, so some shuls in America were relying on that. They were calling up people for Aliyah, don't come up to Sefer Torah. Right? So Akoyin, Yamu, Daniel, Akoyin, you stay where you are. We're learning right here.
How do we know Aliyah means physically to go up, not just to make the bracha?
Huh?
How do we know Ola means to physically go up, as opposed to just making the bracha?
I just explained to you why.
Okay.
I said, you have to be miyuchas. All I said is, what makes you an Ola?
Well, maybe the bracha is the bracha.
Does anyone make the bracha in the shul?
Anybody in the shul can make a bracha. What made you, there's a din that you have to be misyachas to the Kriya. The Mechaba holds you have to be misyachas to the Kriya, you have to read it. Dailonu, the Ramos being Mechadish, that if you go up to the Sefer Torah, so you are Eilu Chaboya Lechidushay. Now, what makes you an oiler? That the Gabbai said Yamoid? Why are you more of an oiler than everybody else? Why are you misyachas to the Kriya more? Like this, you could say, you're the shliach of everybody else. You're going up to the Sefer Torah to be the shliach of everybody else. Everybody is the same, equally miyuchas. So since the Ramah already is a chiddush noira, the Ramah is already a chiddush noira, the Masas Binyamin. So ein l'chaboy, el l'chidushay, to take it now. Rav Sternberg didn't have a mocker. He was saying, this Ramah is a mocker. It's not a mocker. So that's that was my heart.
Was the Ramah such a chiddush, or did he...
It's a very big chiddush. Because b'pshutai, you have to taka be reading. That's the pshuta is like the mecham. But why did Rabbi Yankov want me to see this Masas Binyamin? Because the Masas Binyamin in his tshuva there says, I myself now, choshu ra'ois einai. My eyes are weak. Right? And he says that I will soon or now not be able to get an aliyah. Lo mani afsid. What? I should lose out. Acherim poiskim alai she'einani oile. Dr. Biankov, this is the Rebbe from the Ramah. This is a person Gadol. Saying, Vaibish Atayra. Vaibish Atayra. This is the Rebbe of the Ramah. He starts telling us how he feels. This is, go to therapy. Rabbi Yash could give you therapy. How are you feeling? No, we feel bad for you and we'll talk to you about the beauty of the Sefer Torah and the glory and you're connecting to God in a more spiritual way. We'll show you from Nachman Breslov. We'll find ways to make you feel better. The Masas Binyamin al Poisek Adol is integrating the Avade, like Rabbi Yankov said, that maintenance has mepaskin mitargosh. The Rabbi Yankov put it beautifully in his beautiful Yiddish. It's an ingredient in the cake. When the Rav passes the Shaila, it's in the cake. You have to have a Shulchan Aruch, you have to have a Noida B'Yehuda, you have to have a Chassam Sofer, you have to have, but in that cake, that's baked into the cake, is the Hargoshev that's going into the Shail, the Kovid of the Shail. Das darf man euch haben, Azayat Rabbi Yankov Kahal. So that's what he said. And then he told me something else, which was a big... So this is time an important noise that you should understand, that Mitzvah Hashem, people who listen to Shilas, whenever it's a Dover Chomer, you should try to, as much as possible, get the Shilas person, not just hear it. You should try to have personal contact. Kach Mekublani, Mibes Rebbe. You should try to have a personal... So I have that. I have different levels of Shilas. I have a bunch of Shilas I say I don't answer by text. Text I'm willing to answer, at Mishnah Berurah. That they should really not be asking me. Meaning, be'etzem al's a good Jew, they should know that. So anything which they should really be knowing, right, zul prayer be'rav, does kenechem from the text. Yeah? Does kenechem from the text. So people ask me, Shalas, what car to buy? It also feels some kind of hum. Shayim, arabon shayim, does kenechem from the text. But if it's a more davar chomer, once there's a little bit, Shach of Italian, I feel like it's more than I already am makbet to talk to them. And when it's really a chomer dekanoise, then you should really, as much as possible, you should have a contact. If it's shayach to have a, that's the right way to do it. And then he told me another chiddush gadol. This is a chiddush gadol. Klal Gadol in a Hira and a Chiddush Gadol. He said that there's a whole need in if today there's Ruach HaKodesh. I'm sure the Elam heard the Shailas, the Ruach HaKodesh. There's big stiras in this. So you're all going to say, those of you that learned Saita recently, Soif Saita, Shemais, Chakas Chai Malachi, which the Butler Ruach HaKodesh, the Gemara brings down a concept of Butler Ruach HaKodesh. Right. Question is, what's the Gemara talking about? There's different levels of Ruach HaKodesh, and there's Ruach HaKodesh that's Lamalim and Nevuah. Okay, there's a Machloikes Ramban and Ran and Rosh Hashanah. Because the Urim V'Tumim was called Ruach HaKodesh. The Urim V'Tumim wasn't Nevuah. It's called Ruach HaKodesh. The Urim V'Tumim. Right? Meaning even not a Novi could a Kohen, not a Novi can handle with the Urim V'Tumim. Right? The Urim V'Tumim is called Ruach HaKodesh. Ramban calls it Ruach HaKodesh. Ramban HaLaterah. And the Drosh HaSaran. But there's a huge merchuk between the Drosh HaSaran and the Ramban. The Ramban says, by Urim V'Tumim, by the pasuk of Urim V'Tumim, he says that the Urim V'Tumim is Ruach HaKodesh, Madrega, Pchusa, Minavu. It's lower than Nevu. It's a lower level, it's a spitz level lower than Nevu. That's the Azayz of the Ramban al Torah. And that stems with the Ramban above Abbasu Yud Gimu. The more the Ramban above Abbasu Yud Gimu, over there the Gemara also talks about Batan Nevim, that's a Meisim. Over there also he talks about Ruach HaKodesh, and over there the Ramban says, Klar that Chachomim have Ruach HaKodesh when they pass. The Drosh of Saran says that Ruach HaKodesh is a Madrega Ilo Yoisim Yanavu, the Urim V'Tumim had a Ruach HaKodesh that was higher than the Vuh. Yeah? Higher than the Vuh. It's a beautiful Drosh of Saran. I've heard this Drosh of Saran for me. I said it over last year in Badashu. This Drosh of Saran, when I spoke, I guess, in Parashas Truma last year. And I mentioned this Drosh of Saran. The Drosh of Saran learns that the Urim V'Tumim was a Matan Schar to Aaron HaKoyen, you hear Drosh HaSaran? B'schar that he was Varach of the Samach Poliboy. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Aaron HaKoyen was Varach of the Samach Poliboy. He was Zoicha to the Urim V'Tumim. Right? So, Dr. Ran, what's Pshat? Because Aaron Moshe Rabbeinu was given then the Nevuah. The Nevuah of Klal Yisrael, the Nevuah to be the Novi of the Dor. And Aaron was happy. B'schar Zed Rabbeinu Shalom gave him the Urim V'Tumim. That he should also have Nevuah. Madrega Gedoy Liyosim had Nevuah. The Urim V'Tumim. Do you imagine? So you think Drosh HaSaran. According to Drosh HaSaran, it's very gishmak. But if you look in the Urim V'Tumim, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who put the Urim V'Tumim in. The pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu put in put on the Begodim on Aaron HaKohen, and he put into the Choshen, he put in the Urim V'Tumim. So I want to say, according to Drosh HaSaran, Drosh HaSaran doesn't say this, but according to Drosh HaSaran, it's very geschmack. It was a matan schar for Ruach of the Samach Belibor, the achvasa between Aaron and Moshe. Maybe Moshe, Moshe put in the Urim V'Tumim. He was the Samach Belibor for Moshe, and Moshe took a hangulate for him, the Urim V'Tumim. Al Kaponim, there was such a thing as Ruach HaKodesh. Ramban says in Bava Bas, it's Kedai for Elam to look it up on your Gimel. He says, the Chachomim, that Shoir al Chachomim. And the Chassam Sofer says this in Kama V'Kama Mekoyes. Kama Mekoyes. Chassam Sofer in Erchayim, in Yerodei, in Eben Ezer, that when a Rav gives a Psak, when a person comes to ask you a Shaila, and the Rav gives a Psak, there's a certain Ruach HaKodesh. Siyata D'Shmaya, but more than like a Ruach, Kilo Ruach HaKodesh Shoir al. To listen to Chassam Sofer. I should tell you also the tumim. I cannot tell you the tumim that the base says. Do we have a tumim? Okay, whatever.
Really?
The tumim is in Simul Chofei. But anyway, you should look it up if you don't have time. What? Yeah. Moiridik a tumim. Okay, says it's fine. Huh? So the Chassam Sofer says, Amoiridik azach. The Chassam Sofer says, by the way, the Chassam Sofer says, Ma'is Yeshoy. It's not Stam. It's the Chassam Sofer. The Yeridei, I think it's Peidal, Mamash HaMais Yishoy. The Chassam Sofer, when he talks about that a Poisek has a Ruach HaKodesh, the Eibush that gives him a certain, because he's talking about the Ravid, the Olam remembers the Ravid, right? Perek Ches Hilchas Luv. He spoke about this Ravid.
And the Bible talks about the Chiluk Deis with the Rambam on the Psalulov over there, with Yovish. And the Bible says, he argues with the Rambam, Hoyfiya Ruach HaKodesh Beveis Med Roshen. That's a powerful argument. Imagine a guy tells you a Sfarah, and you go, sorry, I have Ruach HaKodesh, that's Sfarah, this gate. Look at the Perek Chesel Chazul. Hoyfiya Ruach HaKodesh Beveis Med Roshen, not like the Rambam. Yeah, it's not talking about Nevuah, the Laba Shemayim. It's Ruach HaKodesh in the Beis Medrash. Hoyfiya Ruach HaKodesh Beveis Med Roshen. The Chassam Sofer says like this. Listen what he says. He says this in Yeredeya. He says there was a big Talmud Chochem. This is a Maaseh that he witnessed in Frankfurt the Main. That there was a big Talmud Chochem, a Poisek. They asked him a shayla about a chicken. What?
He doesn't say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A chicken that flew into the milk. Glad I was going to ask all this shayla, but we ran out of time. Even with the beginning, the first fires had longer fires as we got closer to the end. It got shorter and shorter. The Lamaisa, the famous child with the chicken that flew into the milk. Anyway, he asked them from selling it to a boy. He was Osobama. Osobama. Can't sell to a boy. Well, Yonika Miyad, this crazy Talmud Chochem, who was the Pchinas Rebbe from the Chassam Sofer, made a mistake. Because you all know, I hope you all know, Basar Oif B'cholov is not also Bano. Right? Basar B'cholov the Rabban. For your Nikr Lakoy. And the Chassam Sofer says they correct. They said, one second. And he says it was Nikr that he made a mistake, that Kilu he was taught. And then immediately he said, one second. Eva Menachai, can't sell to him. It's a living chicken. Eva Menachai, milk. Not as Bosu B'chol. As Eva Menachai. As Eva Menachai. Zoktach Sam Sofer, he was naked. This is not what he was thinking. In other words, he gave the psak kilu, he made a mistake. But there was a siyata d'shmai in the psak. There was a siyata d'shmai in the psak.
Is there a community
where
it could be a
Tamar Sadiq? Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking about just here, Meikar Adin. Anyway, so I have a tune in. I think it's Kedai to let me get it. Oh. So this is, Rabbi Yankov said that their Bechina from Ruach HaKodesh is only when you're handling with the Shaya. This bechin is somebody comes, they say Rishaila, and you're handling the Shaila with them, you have a certain Bishas Maisa, you have this certain extra divine Azala. If Yonis and Ibishit is Machadish, when he writes about it, you have to see his Roshoni Azov, when he writes about the Beis Yosef, really Beis Yosef and the Ramon, that he's rather talking there about Kimli. Right? That normally you could say Kimli, Machosh Mishnah. There's one opinion that holds a certain way. You could say Kimli like that opinion. Oh, I'm about to stop. You could say Kimli like that one opinion. Right? That's the halacha. So the shayla is, could you say Kimli keneged a shulchan aruch? That's our famous shayla in the poskim. Right? In Chosha Mishpat. If there's an opinion, one opinion, you could say, I go like that opinion. The muchzik could say Kimli like that opinion. What about if it's keneged a shulchan aruch? Anyway, the Tumim says like this. He says that the Beis Yosef, what the Beis Yosef wrote, it's a Pella. It's a Pella Niflis. He wrote the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Kol HaTerukul. There's Tilei Kashas all over on the Shulchan Aruch. Did you ever see that any of the Gaonei Ela should write on the Shulchan Aruch, okay, we have 25 Kashas on this Beis Yosef? He made a mistake. Like the Chofetz Chaim said, your Rebbe made a mistake. You have to. Your Rebbe's a malach. He says you have to tell your Rebbe. Ich stehe vor a malach, aber der malach macht das tot. Right? Do you see that? Do we ever see that the Gedolei HaPoskim, that Rebbe Kivegel, that the Chassam Sofer, that the Neid Behuda, we should write on a Shvar Mechaber, to? I have these kashas, the sugyas mifurashas. Ta'ah. The nice clay Shulchan Aruch wrote chiburim shleimim on the Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes 25 mahalchim had to go and answer the shver beis Yosef. Zok the Rav Yenis and Abishit. I would never say such a thing. If I would say such a thing, I deserve a patch. Rav Yenis and Abishit says, you're telling me that the beis Yosef thought of that. It's not shaykh. The pulpulim and the unbelievable arichas that the Gedolei Achronim had to answer every shver beis Yosef, Ashver Amor. When there's a whole pulpul, there's 20 pages how to answer Gedolei beis Yosef. Ashver, Akeneged Aroitev, all the Torah on Shalei Keneged Aroitev. The beis Yosef, all that, the beis Yosef, all the cheshbonos. Is it possible? So if you're, again, I would say, yeah, I'm a very religious guy. It's possible. Zok of Yonis and Ibishes. The Gon Agoinim of Yonis and Ibishes. The Gon Agoinim. He says, it's not Shaykh. He says, what they wrote, and he says, and what do you think? What they did in their spare time. You think Beis Yosef wasn't as busy as we are? He says, they were busy with Melech HaShemayim. It's a pale that they had time to write the Shulchan Aruch. He says, you think they thought all of that? It's not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh. He says, it's not Shaykh such a thing. It's not possible. He says, so what's Pshat? What's the Pshat? Zok says, given Chayfetz Hashem B'yoda. They didn't think of all these things. They wrote the Emes. There's 25 different ways how to explain why it's Emes that they themselves didn't think about when they were writing it themselves. You haven't looked at me up. So all the pilpulim and all the gainis and the thousands of tshuvas svarim that were written on the Shulchan Aruch, first of pshat, all those svaras went through the head of the Beis Yosef. No. Azayz of gainis and Ibishes. There was a heavenly siyata d'shmaya. Was a dog given? Was his chepetz Hashem b'yodom? Chepetz Hashem b'yodom. Azayz of the The Chassam Soif and Eben Ezra also says the same. Besides for his story in Eredeya, he says this to every Rav, every Poisek. So Rav Yankov said that when a Rav handles a Shaila, the more he has noisib oil with the person that's asking the Shaila, and he's hearing the Shaila, and he's dealing with that person, the more he's just answering, not to a human, it's not just the human element, felt by a Mendel. Er hat nicht der gewaltige Beis Yosef, hat die Spitziate des Schmeins, für ganz klar ist so. Special, that's what the Rav Yehuda Leibowitz is saying, special. So that's why I would say, number one, you should know that when you get a Shaila, you have to know if it's a Shaila Chamura, you should try to have a personal contact with the person. You shouldn't just answer a Shaila because, you know, you feel you got enough information. You shouldn't. I have some Shailas, I'm not, as much as it's time consuming and this and that, I say, you're going to have to meet me for that. Right, meet me. Come to the shul. Come to yeshiva. After. I feel like that child. I need this del siyat. Okay. The Indian I want to talk about also, but now it's over zmani for this moment. But we're going to talk about this in Mitzvah Shem hopefully tomorrow. Is the Indian of answering the child that was already asked to somebody else? This is very very negeya. Very often you get those things. Sometimes people are not even honest that they ask the question to somebody else. They're just shopping around. Yesterday we were in Bnei Brak, so one of the people on the trip wanted to go back through Egypt or Jordan. You know, one of the other ways. So I'm not holding by doing that. I'm not. I'm saying that's not, by me, that's not an option. Why is it not an option? I'll tell you very simple. If I was stuck in China, it's not because it's so dangerous. You can tell me the security, there's this. I'll tell you why. My neshama, I can't be saved with it. I'll tell you a very simple one. My Simon Eretz Yisrael. Right? My Simon Eretz Yisrael. So now I'm going to go derech. The normal way is shut down. I'm here. Hashem put me here, and I'm here. And the gates were closed. So I'm stuck, and I'll say to Amdesh. So now I'm going to go derech akal sign to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's by measure. I didn't tell the Rebbe this, but it could be like this for a month. I'm here for a month. Monty's gonna scream. Too bad.
Gainish derech hakal sein to leave Eretz Yisrael, doesn't it? If I was stuck in China, yeah, I would even do maybe a more compromised trip. China, maybe I'll go in the cargo and then under some ship to get out of it, right? But to leave Eretz Yisrael derech hakal sein, by me that doesn't work. That's not an acceptable. That's why I'm most opposed to it. Happens to me, some of the Aitzes to me sound like their taka could be dangerous, but I'm not even holding you. I'm saying even if you would find me a way to go, that's safe, but I have to go through the midbar. Like one of my talmidim was here for the Chagiga Sasmicha, so he told me it would not be Hagoymel, because I always talk about Hagoymel on a plane when you know. So I'd rather go like Rav Moshe, that a plane is, Rav Moshe holds a plane is called Yardaya, meaning even if you don't go over the water. Besides, we had a Ragachov and Mitachashi and Yavomas, Nahin and Ahel, Mises, right, with by Rekika, by Chalitza, Araya from there, that's cool. I always held you don't need the Yam. I've been saying this for many, many years. I don't hold you need Yam. I hold a plane is Yard Yam. What's a Yam? A Yam means you don't have support of the earth. So if you're 35,000 feet in the air, you're less Yard Yam. A mile if the plane is over the water, other than if it's over the water, it's easier to land. As you know, the miracle on the Hudson. If you have plane trouble and you can't land regular, so it's better to land in the water than to land on dry land. So I don't see it's not moist to the Sakon. I mean, 35,000 feet up, if the engine stops working, right? I'm not an aviation expert, but it's better to be over the water than to be over the land. If you're not going to be able to get your landing gear in place, so it's better without wheels to land on water. That's kind of without any expertise, just zukhe beravu, without the miracle of the Hudson. You have the miracle of the Hudson, and I'm a rav. So I always held that way. And Baruch Hashem zochisi lechaven. I saw found the truth of Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe taka holds a plane is like Yordayam. You don't have to go over the water. He says, the Svina is, you don't have the support of the ground. You're what he calls a Sakona Pesoimis. It's not even such a big Sakona. It doesn't have to be such a big Sakona. It doesn't mean Sakona. He calls it Sakona Pesoimis. The environment. You're in an environment. You're in a compromised environment. That's how Rav Moshe sees it. The Yam. So this Talmud of mine told me, he's going through Egypt. So he's going to Eilat, and they're going to, it's a whole. So he told me he's going to be Mekayim all the Hoche Meboyes, Hoche Yamin. You got the whole. So, Belina, tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about the Shaila of when are you allowed to answer a Shaila after the Shaila was already asked. That's going to be very Negea. It also touches upon the Shaila we spoke about Shabbos. Because some Rishonim learn it's Al Tzav Yanafshi, it's arriving in Avodah Zorah. It's a Shaila, why for Rav? If you ask a Shaila from a Rav, why can't you ask another? Why can't you shop for another? Why can't you shop? I'm not talking about if it's your Rebbe. It's one thing, it's your Rebbe. He's a shout to Rav. He didn't like what he told you. I'll go to the next guy. I have some guys from the other side of the Muncie that come to me and come to me like very specific shout. I always tell them, I know why you're here. Shalom Aleichem. I know why you're here. Right? See, but everybody knows the month, so you don't ask me Chalav Yisrael Shalos, because I'm a big Machman Chalav Yisrael, and you probably know. Chalav Mahit. There are certain Shalos people, they don't come to ask me, because they know I'm Machman with that. Right? See, you mean? So you have to know what's wrong. Is it Kfei Dishol Chocham? Is it Shavi Anafshe? It's Negev Alocha. Do you have a chiv to ask somebody? You have to ask a Shalos before. Is it din on you? Is it din on the Shoyal? So we'll talk a little bit about that Shalos as well. And then we'll talk about other Mishkoilim, Shikul Adas, how to Machriya Shalos. When you have, if you have, let's say, a Mishabura, does that mean it's finished? Or Lavdak? Meaning, is there ever a time that a person could say, even though there's a Bavusta thing that people, that Klai Yisrael been saying, but I went through the Sugya well, and I have this, I have a Dvar Avrom, I have a Fikei Yam, and I want to be saying on that. Can you do this? Zechu between the Eis and the Rabbonon. So we'll talk about that as well. Try to get all that done this week. Okay, Rabbi. Amen.